Wonder Show presented by Wonder Bread.
Yo ho, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho. We are the bakers who mix the dough and bake the bread in an oven so and work for the continental. We are the bakers who spot the spice and the polish and shine. Who bake the bread that is always right. A hop for the Wonder Bakers. Yo ho.
Listen to other radio shows and the announcers never pan the comedian.
Well, other announcers are better paid than I am.
Well, I can't afford to pay you anymore. All I'm getting on this program is chicken feed.
Oh, no wonder you lay so many eggs.
Now, wait a minute, Gail. You can criticize me personally, but not my comedy. My jokes are like Fred Allen's. They're tried and true.
Yeah, Fred Allen tried them and threw them out.
Now, look here, Gail. If something is bothering you, what's the matter?
Well, frankly, Jack, I wouldn't mind my small salary so much if I at least got it. But this is our fifth program. I still haven't been paid for the first one.
Well, for that matter, I haven't been paid yet. But I'm not worried. The Continental Bacon Company is the largest in the world. I happen to know that the checks were sent out 3 weeks ago from New York by special messenger. So don't worry. Don't lose any sleep about your salary. I'm not.
Oh, no? And how come your eyes are so bloodshot?
That's from eating grapefruit. You know how those things squirt.
Well, the grapefruit squirting may explain your eyes being bloodshot, but how come your left eye is swollen?
Well, that's where the cherry hit me. You know that little cherry that they have? Gosh, to hear you talk, Gail, one would think you were the only one in the show that needs money. Look at me. Yesterday, I had to go out and buy a pair of rubbers.
Did you get them?
Yes.
Well, if you got the rubbers, what are you complaining about?
Well, they're not as comfortable as shoes. But even if we haven't been paid yet, don't complain. I'm not.
Well, you should, Jack. Aren't you a member of the union?
Sure. I'm a member of the CIO.
A member of the CIO?
Sure. Look at these bills. CIO the butcher, CIO the baker, CIO...
Hello, Jack. Hello, Gail.
What's the matter, Lucille? You sound all out of breath. Have you been running?
Yes, and what a narrow escape. One of my creditors in the place I buy my clothes was chasing me.
Did you give him the slip?
No, that's what he was after.
Come, Lucille, it isn't that bad. You don't have to worry. The checks will be here any moment now. After all, you shouldn't be that hard up. You're eating, aren't you?
Eating? I'm so hungry, every time someone introduces me at a party and says meatball, my mouth waters. And besides, you know, winter is coming, and I haven't a drop of coal in the house. And boy, is that house freezing.
Is it really freezing in your house?
Freezing? It's so cold, the canary is walking around like a penguin.
Well, Lucille, you have to expect these emergencies arising. You should be prepared by cutting down on expenses.
I can't, Jack. Being in pictures like I am, I have to keep up appearances.
Mm-hmm.
I have to buy the best of clothes, and they're all imported, too. Look at these shoes. 1,000 hard-earned marks in Vienna. Look at this hat. 500 hard-earned marks in Berlin.
How did you get that coat?
One easy mark in Hollywood.
Well, Lucille, you must learn to save and cut down on expenses.
Oh, don't mind him, Lucille. He tells that to everybody, but doesn't do it himself.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm really economizing. Why, each time I go to the barber, I tell him to give me a shorter haircut.
Oh, you're cutting down to the bone.
Now, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Ted.
Oh, look at you. How did you get that black eye?
Oh, I got that from overeating.
Now, wait a minute. How can you get a black eye from overeating?
I ate more than I could pay for.
Now, Ted, don't tell me that you're broke, too.
Broke? Why, I'm practically a papa.
You mean
pauper. Jack, I don't know how I'll be able to pay that feed bill for my racehorse.
You have a racehorse?
Yes, and he has to eat.
Oh, you mean you need hay for his fodder?
Let his father get his own hay. Besides, I also need the money for his entry fee. Look, here's a picture of my horse. I'm entering him in a steak race.
Not a bad hunk of steak.
Don't worry, your money is safe, Ted. The checks will be here any minute now.
I don't know about that. Listen, come here, Jack. I just heard a rumor about those checks, and it's got me quite upset.
Yeah? What was the rumor?
I heard our sponsor's in trouble.
Our sponsor's in trouble? What did you hear?
They're saying that the man who makes Wonder Bread needs dough.
Of course he needs dough, you dope. He's a baker.
Hey, Jack, the messenger's here with the checks.
Oh, that's marvelous. Show him in. Ted, play something, will you, while I sort out the checks for the cast? Oh, that's marvelous.
Chances are 89 out of 100 you will prefer to all others. Out of almost 500,000 women who have compared all different breads at their grocers, 89 out of every 100 judge slow-baked Wonder Bread the best bread of all. Obviously, then, there must be a reason why this marvelously fresh Wonder Bread also excelled in texture, fragrance, and flavor. We believe this difference is due to the famous slow-baking process. Wonder Bread is baked about 13% longer than many ordinary kinds of bread. Hence, the moisture, fragrance, and flavor are not parched out of it. At your grocer's tomorrow, pick up a loaf of Wonder Bread. You'll discover that it's not dry or tough. Neither is it mushy or full of air holes. Wonder Bread has the feel, the springy firmness of freshly baked bread. And when you open the wrapper, notice the enticing, wheaty fragrance. Examine the even, angel food texture of Wonder Bread. And then taste its fresh, mouth-watering deliciousness. Tomorrow, ask your grocer for the fresh bread that brings you the three extra features of 1, better texture, 2, better fragrance, and 3, better flavor. That's slow-baked Wonder Bread. Remember, it costs no more than the second best bread.
Hey, gather around, everybody. I'm going to give out the check. Oh, Virginia, here's your check. It just arrived by special messenger.
Oh, gee, thanks a million, Jack.
Don't mention it. Here's your check, Gail.
Thanks a million.
And here's your check, Lucille.
Thanks a million.
And Ted, here's your check.
Thanks, $1.65.
Overpaid him.
Say, Jack, what are you going to do with your money?
Well, Lucille, I'll need the money in keeping up appearances. You know, going to places like the Brown Derby. Ah, the Brown Derby, full of stars and extras.
Extras?
Sure, extra for bread, extra for sugar, extra for...
Say, Jack.
What is it, Lucille?
I don't think a star in your position should run around in a broken-down car like the one you have.
You don't?
No. So I took the liberty of sending for an automobile salesman.
Why, Lucille, there's nothing wrong with the car I have now.
Oh, that broken-down jalopy.
What do you mean, jalopy? It's a beautiful car. It has chrome wheels, chrome radiator, chrome headlights.
Yeah, it sure is chromey.
Who's that?
That must be the car salesman now. Come in.
In, book, 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 yeah. Good
evening.
Good evening. How do you do, Mr. Haley?
Oh, are you the gentleman Miss Ball sent down to interest me in a... not a motor vehicle?
Could be. My car.
Your car, let's see. The Fair and Square Motor Company.
Mm-hmm.
H. Finberg, Inc. What is the ink for?
My partner, he's in the pen.
It says dealers in cars... It says dealers in cars since 1939. 1939, that's next year.
Yes, sir. We're a company with a future. Mr. Haley, have I got for you a car? Woo-hoo, boy, oh, boy. You know, it's really a Jim Dandy. Here you are. I brought along for you some pictures to show you the different model.
What car are you selling?
The Dilapidate.
Dilapidate?
Yep.
Is it a fast car?
Fast. It'll run 60 miles a minute.
You mean 60 miles an hour.
It won't run an hour.
I don't think I'm interested.
Now, now, my little man, don't be so hasty. Look now, here is a very snappy model. It's a convertible.
You mean the top goes up and down?
Only when you go over a bump.
Look, I'm not interested. I don't think your automobiles are suitable for picture people.
Oh, pish-posh, picture people. What do you mean? We have cars that are made special for movie stars.
Yeah?
Mitzi Green, sure. Mitzi Green, we sold a green car. Joey Brown, we sold a brown car. Ben Blue, a blue car.
Sounds very interesting. What color do you think would suit my personality?
Moron.
You mean maroon.
Oh, don't be so technical, Al. Just look through the catalog.
Oh, gee, Jack, you really ought to get a model like that. Or we could drive out in the country and park in a shady lane and...
That's right, Virginia. Gosh, we could do that. Say, how far can I go on a gallon?
He depends on what's in the gallon.
Now, wait a minute. There are couples who don't go out and pet in cars.
Yeah, the woods are full of them.
Oh, come, come, come. Don't dilly-dilly. Do you want to buy? Make up your mind. Yes or maybe.
Well, what is the standard equipment of the car you're trying to sell me?
A tow rope and a nickel.
I can understand what the tow rope is for, but why the nickel?
To telephone the nearest garage.
No. Hasn't it got any special features?
Oh, special features. Lots of them. Look here. All the lights have two adjustments.
Dim and bright?
No, out and completely out.
Well, I don't know. I don't like your car. It's too clumsy.
It's too clumsy?
Yes, and your horn is too large.
That thing you got ain't no button.
All right, I'll tell you. I might take the car if I get a good allowance on my old one.
Oh, you got an old car.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You can see it right here from the window. Look out there.
Oh, yeah.
See that one there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much of an allowance will you give me on it?
An allowance? You expect to get yet an allowance for that old jalopy?
Jalopy? I'll have you understand that's a political car.
What do you mean, a political car?
It manufactures its own gas and blows its own horn.
Hey, that's not bad. No. But do you know something?
Say, wait a minute. You've been hiding something from me.
Where?
Look at that car in your catalog.
Where?
On page 6 there. Oh, that's a beautiful model.
What? That broken old junk, that broken down junkie, that old tin can, you call that a car? I wouldn't give you for that car $50. I wouldn't give you $10 for that car. Did I hear myself say $10? For that car, you couldn't even get for me 50 cents. Just a second. Just a second. I'm selling, not buying.
Yeah.
Lovely Virginia Vettel sings the modern melody, Ten Pins in the Sky.
Did you ever wonder why in thunder, thunder comes in spring? Once upon a time it seemed all the world was wrapped in dreams. Playful little fellas, so they tell us, said, let's have our fling. Spring is in the air, you know, and it's time to wake them up below. So when the thunder starts to thunder, don't run home and cry. They're playing ten pins in the sky. Little fellas way up yonder make the raindrops fly while rolling, bowling ten pins in the sky. The world will wear a new bonnet, daffodils on it, thanks to the skies above. Thunder and showers wake up the flowers. Where there are flowers, there must be love. Oh, laugh at raindrops, laugh at thunder. Clouds will soon roll by. They're playing ten pins in the sky. Please don't run home and cry, for they're playing ten pins in the sky. Hear the bowling, rolling ten pins in the sky. Daffodils on it, thanks to the skies up above. Thunder and showers wake up the flowers. Where there are flowers, there must be love. Oh, laugh at raindrops, laugh at thunder. Love will soon roll by.
Cupcakes made of such mouth-watering devil's food and such thick, creamy frosting that your husband will say they're as fine as those his mother baked. Now, if you say that's impossible, I'm sure you haven't been getting Hostess cupcakes. Because Hostess cupcakes are different. Now, here's proof. Bake cupcakes at home with the best recipe you can find. Compare them with Hostess cupcakes. If Hostess cupcakes aren't better, don't cost you less, you get double your money back. We can make this exceptional offer because only really fine ingredients are used. And each cake is guaranteed to be oven fresh when you buy it. Hence, no chance of getting stale cake. So look for Hostess cupcakes at your grocer. You get a package of two fresh Hostess cupcakes for only 5 cents. So tomorrow, treat the whole family to these marvelous cupcakes. They'll all thank you.
Oh, Virginia. Come here a minute, will you?
Yes, Jack.
You know, Virginia, every time I look at you, I keep thinking of what a beautiful baby you must have been.
Well, my mother thought so, Jack.
Well, does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize?
You mean the day I landed on the family tree?
Yeah. And does your dad appreciate?
He thinks that I am super great.
The miracle of any century. And if they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child.
Why, Jack, when I was only starting to go to kindergarten, I tried to drive the little boys wild.
And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how.
You should have seen the judge's eyes when he handed me the prize.
I'll bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, look at you now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to pick the winner in the $1 million baby contest. Mothers of the runners-up will now bring their babies forward to be judged.
Well, 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 here's a cute baby. Now, let's see what the tag says. Lucille Ball. Some kid, isn't she? Blonde hair, blue eyes, nice teeth. Can you say something, Lucille?
Oh,
my
goodness. An ill-mannered child, isn't she?
Oh, good heavens. What's this goofy-looking cat doing in the contest?
What's his name? John Joseph Aloysius Haley. Oh, funny-looking eyes. Oh, yes. But he's a strong youngster. Tell me, Johnny, how did you get those muscles?
Eating Wonder Bread.
Oh, Jackie, Watchie.
Well, look at this cute baby. Tell me, what's your name, little girl?
Virginia Barrow.
Ah, kitty, 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 cool. Uh-huh. Nice hair, nice eyes, nice teeth.
And I'm pretty, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, I announce the winner of the baby contest, Virginia Barrow.
When it comes to winning blue ribbons, you really show us other kids how. And I'm not a bit surprised that they're handing you the prize.
Just watch me while I take my bow.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Well, baby, take a look at me now.
Now, babe.
Baby, take a look at me now.
Assistant singing, you must have been a beautiful baby. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our weekly trip through my family album. Tonight, I'm going to tell you the story about my great-great-great-grandfather on my great-granduncle's side, Julius Caesar Haley, the noblest Roman of them all, Lucille. Just look at this picture.
What a puss.
Now, listen, he was a great man a long time ago in the days when Rome fell.
It must have fallen on him.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Julius Caesar Haley was a great general who always led his troops to victory. Now, our story opens in the battlefield of Rome during the Great War with Mark Antony. The great Caesar is drilling his troops.
Halt! Attention, men. Eyes left, eyes right, eyes left, eyes right, eyes left, eyes right.
Perfect, men, perfect. Now you'll be able to watch the tennis matches. Let me hear the roll call. Soundeth off.
Octavius.
Flavius.
Cassius.
Gorgeous.
Obnoxious.
Hey, thou at the end there. Who art thou?
I'm Scrumptious.
I feel it in a very playful mood. You noble warriors have been very faithful, and I want thee to kneel down.
Art thou going to knight us, Caesar?
No, I'm going to play a leapfrog. Kneel us down. Here I goeth.
Ouches!
Oh, pardon me. I forgot us to take off my sword.
The generals are waiting for thee, Caesar.
I must goeth into the barracks for a council of war. Men, thou knowest my heart is with thee.
Raise, Caesar!
I've reigned over thee for 5 years and made thee very happy. What more dost thou want?
Hail, Caesar!
Well, I'll try it, but you soldiers are certainly hardest to please. I go now to the barracks to see my generals.
Hail, mighty Caesar!
Well, generals, what have thee to report?
In 2 weeks, mighty Caesar, I will bring thee Turkey.
Fine, Octavius. What say you, Aurelius?
In 2 weeks, I will bring thee Greece.
You almost didn't bring it. Fine. Just think. In 2 weeks, I will have Turkey and Greece. What a Thanksgiving.
Caesar! Caesar!
What is it, messenger?
I have the map thou wanted.
Fine. Where is it?
I came through enemy territory, so I had it tattooed on my back.
That was clever. Didst thou have any trouble?
Yes, Caesar. The enemy struck me with spears and stones.
Is the map safe?
Well, Norway and Sweden are okay, but you'll never recognize South Africa.
Never mind. You have done it well. I shall reward thee. See, I give thee this flower from the wreath on my head.
But, sire, this is an awfully large flower.
Gadzooks, it's my toupee. Give it back. There. Is it on right?
If it is, Caesar, thy neck has a mustache.
That's so. Be gone and on thy way. Have the bugler sound attack.
Yes, Emperor.
I should have attacked the bugler.
Caesar, are ye prepared to attack?
Not yet. We need reinforcements. But we have one ray of hope. My sweetheart, Cleopatra, is on the way here, and she bringeth her army with her. When she arriveth, General, we will have nothing to fear.
Caesar!
What is it, Vespasius?
They're feeding me and 10 other guys to the line.
Then what art thou doing here?
Oh, I got plenty of time. I'm dessert.
Heaven help those lions.
Here comes Cleopatra!
Siren. Ah, Cleo, my loved one. You are here.
Hello, Julius.
Thou hast arrived just in time, believeth me, Cleo. Come, let us sit down and talk of things over.
Okay, Snook. But dismiss yon slave who is waving the palm leaf.
But it's hot in here.
Worryeth not. Just rest thy head on my shoulder, and I'll fan thee with my eyelashes.
Ah, Cleo, wouldst thou kiss me?
I wilt.
Wait till I kiss you. Ah, do kiss me, Cleo.
Ah, Caesar, it is well thou art emperor of Rome. You look like a ruler, every inch of you.
Yes, Cleo, what king doth I look like?
King Tut.
Ah, Cleopatra, be mine. I'll see to it that the world never forgets you. Each time you press thy lips to mine, I will build a new temple. Put your arms around me and I will build thee a new stadium. Hold me tight and I will build thee the greatest building in the city.
Take it easy, big boy. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Why dost thou like me, Cleopatra? I'm the greatest. I mean, why dost thou not like me, Cleopatra? I was a little indecided there. I'm the greatest general in the world. I am a Napoleon.
I'd rather have a hostess cupcake.
Oh, don't jest about me. I am the great Caesar. I will bring you wealth. I will bring you success. I will bring you prosperity.
The above is a paid political announcement and is not the opinion of this station or the sponsor.
Caesar, the enemy has attacked. The men want you to lead the march.
I'm not Caesar. I'm Susan. Vice versa.
That's right, Caesar. Don't go. Stay beside me and rest on your laurels. Sit us down.
I will. Ouch! Oh.
What's the matter?
There's a thorn in my laurels.
Caesar, thy enemy cometh closer.
I must prepare for battle. Slave, give me my steel helmet. Give me my steel breastplate. Give me my steel shin guard. What was that?
You dropped your handkerchief.
Look, Cleo, our men are meeting the enemy. They're fighting hand to hand.
Caesar, the enemy has overpowered us. They will be upon us any moment. Flee, sire, flee for thy life.
Quick, bring me thy horses.
All the horses have been captured. Make haste, sire.
I'll save thee, Caesar. Come, we will escape in my boat.
There's no use, your majesties. All the boats have been destroyed.
Come, Cleo. Quick, there are still the chariots.
No, master, the chariots have all been destroyed by fire.
But we must get away. Isn't there anything we could possibly ride in?
Yeah, man, I got that dilapidated with double windshield wipers. French machine.
Jack Haley, Your Man Friday. Hoping to be Your Man Friday every Friday at the same hour. Good night.
Yo-ho, 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 ahead. We are the bakers of Wonder Bread. For Mama and Papa and Nellie and Ed. And also for little sister. We are the bakers in spotless white. Who blend the polished and shining bright. Who bid you now a happy good night. Hurrah for the Wonder Bread.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.